This is Sophia Ferber, finance reporter at the IPD Market Benchmark Results Launch of 2012. I'm joined by Phil Tiley, Managing Director of IPD for UK and Ireland. Good morning, Phil.
Morning.
And Malcolm Hunt, Director of Client Services for UK and Ireland. Now, this morning we had a slightly different perspective on the benchmark from what we normally get, because we were joined by members of MSCI who bought IPD last year, and they were able to give us an overarching perspective of how real estate is performing relative to other asset classes such as sovereign bonds, commodities and equities. And one of the themes that emerged is that globally appetite for risk is starting to pick up. So Phil, how is this feeding through to property at the moment?
Yeah, no, that's right. Demetrios Melas from MSCI gave a really, really useful overview on the other asset classes, and there's also started to pick up on this risk on mentality towards fixed income and also into the equity space. And it's interesting to see whether that kind of flows through into our numbers. I mean, our performance figures for last year were relatively kind of depressed in that there was a 2.7% return. We're still seeing values fall throughout the course of last year, and we ran through a specific piece of analysis that looked at the different dynamics of the market in terms of prime secondary, and there still very much is this kind of focus on prime and almost driven by the length of lease. So the assets with longer lease structures offer that degree of income protection and deliver the stronger rates of return. Anything with a shorter lease is seeing much slower performance numbers. Even the what we would term the stronger quality assets with the shorter leases, where you might expect there to be some form of asset management play, you shore up your income and therefore maximise the return, and that's where the kind of possibly the risk on mentality might come through as people become slightly more reassured with how the economy is going to start performing. And George Buckley did give a relatively positive outlook on what might come through in terms of economic growth over the next couple of years.
Yeah, that was George Buckley, economist from Deutsche Bank, who also gave a very interesting presentation. So it seems like there are pockets of opportunity out there for people who are perhaps willing to stock pick very carefully and take a little bit of risk.
Yeah, and cyclically there's also the strong parts of the market. I mean, it's well reported that the market is incredibly polarised. I mean, central London still forges ahead with strong returns. The West End was close to double-digit returns for the West End office market, and it has seen similar returns out of the West End retail space. Other strong performers that we're picking up are the performance within the alternative asset space, so yes. Healthcare, leisure, hotels, student accommodation portfolios performing well, and also in our pooled fund index, the long lease funds have had a solid year, mm-hmm. delivering, I think it was a return just close to 7% last year. So cyclically there are some strong parts of the market, but obviously there's some challenges out there as well. You go outside the southeast and you've got write downs in rental values, and you've had in the office market outside the southeast, you've had falls in capital values, now consistent falls for the last 2.5 years, so the market is still incredibly variable.
Yeah, and as your data show from last year, it's still a very much income-driven market. You had a 2.7% total return for the year last year, mm-hmm. and that was really an income story rather than capital growth again.
The number is positive, courtesy of that income component, and that's really, that's an attraction for property. The equivalent yield on property at the moment, I think, is 7.2%. And if you compare that with the record low levels of bond yields, there's clearly an attraction from the investors because of the core income component of real estate. And the 80% of the return that real estate delivers comes from income over the long term.
I'm going to hand over to Malcolm now to talk about portfolios. There's some quite interesting results here. I think what really stood out for me in terms of fund performance was the fact that there were very clear winners and losers, with larger funds performing very well and smaller players struggling somewhat. So Malcolm, can you talk us through that a little bit?
That's right, thanks, Faye. So, yeah, the main headline benchmark from IPD, the quarterly universe, return came in at 2.8%. So it's slightly higher than the 2.7% of the market that Phil just talked about, and that was boosted by developments in sales profits, and slightly pulled back by purchasing activity. But you're right, probably more interesting is the dispersion fund returns. So 75% of the funds were in positive return territory, but 25% of them in negative, so still delivering negative returns year on year. And really, it was another year for the large funds, the REITs, the traditional family estates, the funds with the largest exposures to central London and to some of the kind of the Alameda areas, the market that Phil was referring to, the leisure, the healthcare, the residential and supermarket sectors. So really that's what was standing market apart. So if we look across those, kind of the headline benchmark results, the large life and pension funds came in at 3.1% return for the year. And then it kind of stepped down from there with the medium life and pension and the small pension funds coming in around 2.3 and 1.7. So it really was this kind of clear trend with the larger funds, which are perhaps more able to access the bulkier, the larger lot size parts of the market, the central London, the leisure parts of the market, pulling themselves away from the rest last year.
Mm-hmm. And IPD, we can also say thank you to you for getting your results to us in January rather than April, and you'll work very hard to make that possible. So thank you for talking, and great to hear about another interesting set of results.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.